The big Western media takes no prisoners in amplifying every negative news about Islam. This singular act has led to many young people having preconceived notions about Islam before having any real encounter with Islam or Muslims. This misinformation is a jihad for every Muslim to fight by sending as many positive messages as possible. That's not the point of this video, though. This video highlights the very rare silver lining. It tells a story of a young man, Dale Brown, from Newcastle, who, after hearing negativity about Islam all his life, still studied Islam with an open mind and became a Muslim. Please sit back and enjoy, inshallah. Dale Brown was born and raised in Newcastle, United Kingdom. About 3 decades ago, his family was not a religious one. In fact, he had little or no idea about the major religions or even the presence of a creator. He had a non-existent belief system, so it was natural for him to become an atheist when he grew old enough to know what it meant. There was a void to be filled in his heart, and atheism was the subconscious choice to fill that void. As a young school kid, he developed an interest in the historical and theoretical aspects of religion, but not the spiritual side. He'd excel in his RE studies that he once won an award for an essay he wrote about religion history, but that was it. The interest was merely on the surface, nothing profound. Dale's interest in atheism grew as he became older. He became more expressive with his views. This was further amplified as an adult. He started listening to metal music and following bands whose lyrics and appearance were mostly against religions and religious beliefs. However, this was short-lived because the belief system died down when he moved away from the circle that influenced it and the music that amplified it. He started doing more soul-searching, having subconscious thoughts about the universe, the planets, space, and everything around it. The idea that there must be a creator that created all these beautiful things started coming to him. But still, there was no interest in religion. He became an agnostic. Like every other young person whose primary source of information in the Western media, Dale's first encounter with Islam was a negative one. After the 9/11 incident and the negative press Islam received, it was easy for Dale to form a negative view about Islam. Over time, Dale opened his mind to other possibilities than the one he had already formed. He asked questions from Muslims online, and the answers they gave him got him into thinking he may have believed the wrong ideas. So he started studying Islam personally, reading the Quran and the Hadiths, asking more questions from different communities online, and taking his time to analyze the information he got. He started studying Islam to satisfy his curiosity, but after consuming so much information, he began to realize this may be what he had been looking for all along. He believed in the existence of God, but his belief lacked any spiritual backing, so he thought to himself, maybe Islam is what he's been looking for. He watched several hours of YouTube videos on Islam, but after watching one that described the life and time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his interest was further piqued. He also found out that the Quran had never been edited. That was another turning point. After these encounters, it dawned on him that this was what he had been looking for, and he needed to pursue it. After it became clear enough to Dale that he was on the right path, he knew he needed to take the Shahada. He searched online for places around him where he could take the Shahada to no avail. Then after reading the story of Abu Talib, the Prophet's uncle, who couldn't take the Shahada on his deathbed, he became concerned if he would be able to take it or what would happen if he didn't. He started taking extra precautions before doing anything because he was afraid of dying without taking the Shahada. To Dale, he felt each minute spent without becoming a Muslim was too uncertain. So he started looking for ways for him to take the Shahada himself. He learned to recite the words of the Shahada through YouTube videos, and after trying to conduct it himself, he felt it wasn't right. So he searched online again, this time for mosques around him. He found Newcastle Central Mosque, and by the next day, he was there. He met the Imam, who asked if he really wanted to become a Muslim, and why he wanted to become one. Dale answered in affirmative and explained that he had been learning for a while, and taking the Shahada was not something he just wanted to do, but needed to do. The Imam conducted the ceremony for him, just the two of them, and according to Dale, he felt so at peace, cleansed, contented, and relieved afterward. He now had a sense of security in his life. The timing of his Shahada was so impeccable that the next day, a new class for new Muslim reverts started. Dale joined, and at that point, he had his first physical Muslim family. The class teachings were integral to forming practical knowledge of Islam as a new Muslim and forming bonds with a brotherhood. The support network that exists within the Muslim community is an excellent benefit to anyone. According to Dale, as someone who came from a broken home and has battled with mental health in the past, having a group of people you easily count as being in your corner helps a lot, he said in the interview. His advice to those looking into Islam, or prospective new Muslims, is to go to the best source they can get genuine information from, and that's the Quran. As they continue to study, they will unravel the truths they seek within the texts of the Quran.